Thank you, Cardiff. This is Surya.
Hey, how you doing? Saul again.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Just saw your email. So I'm trying to, I'm kind of anticipating in case they're out because I didn't get any notifications. So I was trying to kind of see what's going on. Do you want to try to, maybe we can both get on the line and see if that'll help?
I can tell she's talking to people, and I wanted to wait till she got on that page to let her know we'd be reimbursing that, and we weren't able to get to that page, so I'm sure she won't care. It's just I didn't get a chance to tell her that, because once she got the reset password, then it said invalid token thing, so I didn't know. She's just like, do you want to just send me paper docs? And I was like, okay. So I think if we can get it online, that'd be great, but I don't know what to do if it doesn't work again. I think it's because she's like an old customer maybe or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think that sometimes is what happens. So what I would say is I think I isolated the issue, or at least I figured out the issue. Now I understand. Okay, so I was digging up. So when we had funded her last time, we had a different tax ID for her. It was Eldridge Robin DVM. This time around, it's a different tax ID.
And she was asking me for the tax ID, so I was using the one that you guys sent to me in that link thing that said we have this tax ID, so I was giving her that one to use because she's like, I don't know my tax ID. And I was like, oh, I have it right here, and I was just using the one that came.
Okay, so let's do one thing. I think this may be the issue, but let's try. If you want to just, what I'll do is I don't know if it'll work, but let's at least try. And what I can tell if it doesn't work, I'll be like, hey, no worries. What I'm gonna do is we're gonna send you the contract so we can get this done, which is the driver's license and void check. Oh, actually, hold on. Do we have the DLVC from prior? I just realized that too.
Okay.
Do we have an expired one? It is expired. Okay. So we have an older one, but it's expired, so can't use it. We have the VC. If this is the right one, let's find out. So you can just tell her it would be just the driver's license and the signed docs if we go that route.
Okay.
But let me see if it's the same account, 7365, Nevada Bank of Trust, 7365. Yep, okay, so we have the right void check. So what I would do, so if you wanted to try to call, let me just do a quick conference here. I'll try to see if it works. If it doesn't, be like, no worries, I'm going to send you the contracts right now. Just sign in the two pages, and then I can send it to her directly and be like, here you go. If you want, and I'll be like, hey, I'll send you the contracts directly, sign in these two pages, and then provide a driver's license picture, and we're done, if it doesn't work.
Gotcha. Okay. I don't know how to conference call, so I don't mind if you want to just try her. It's totally fine.
Sure.
She's super nice. I can give you the number that I reached her on.
Sure.
Okay. And then again, if not, I can do paper docs. It's not a problem. But her number is 775-296-
Mm-hmm.
0616.
0616, okay. So 7-5-296-0616. Okay, I'm going to call her right now and conference it up.
All right, thank you.
No problem.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hello.
Good morning, Robin. How are you? My name is Noel. I'm calling from OnDeck. I have Soraya here on the line with me. I know you had some technical issues.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, so I'm the person behind the scenes that's been working on your file. I was the one who initiated the reset password. So I think I may have figured out what the issue may be. So what I'm going to try to do is, before going into the fix, which I just need, what I'm going to try to do is just one more time fix something in system, and then if that doesn't work, then we can just go with the manual contracts, which I can send to you right afterward. All we would need at that point would be two pages of the contract signed along with your driver's license if we went the offline route. Pretty easy.
You're going to email me a link right now? You're going to try that again?
Yes, I'm going to try it again, and I just want to see exactly what the error code may be. So I'm just double check. What I think maybe happened, from what I understand from looking at the file, is that when we had funded your loan in some years prior, looks like it was in 2014, we had a different tax ID number. So there's a bit of a mismatch on the tax IDs on your account level, so that may be what caused it. So I'm going to just try one thing here.
Is this the correct one, the one she gave me, though?
The one that we use, the 943-320281,
okay,
seems to be the correct one.
Okay.
But at least that's what we had. But let me try
I
this
I never know because I have so many numbers. That's why I asked her to give me the number because I always pick the wrong one to use. I have so many flipping numbers all over the place.
No, it's true. I mean, sometimes I even forget my own social. I have to, like, remind myself
that
I get it.
You know what? You don't even know. I have, like, I'm licensed in two different states. I have all this. I have no idea what anything is. I don't know my name half the time.
All right. Let's see here. 238536. Okay. So let's try this.
Now I'm not hungry. Take a piece of sugar.
Okay, so you're going to be getting a new link.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, the new.
Let me look at my email.
Yep.
Okay, let me see if it came in. The email's not here yet. So. Okay, maybe it's in now. Let me look in junk. Sometimes it goes there. I don't know. I didn't go there the first time, but. Do you want me to click on the link that she gave me before?
So we're going to actually go with
a new link.
A new link. So it should be in your inbox. It should be coming from OnDeck support.
Yeah, it'll be here in a minute. Okay, I think it just got here. Okay, now it's here. Okay. But the thing is, it won't let me click on that link. Do you understand that?
Oh, okay.
If I put my arrow on it, then I have to put that all in by hand.
So what you could do is you can try to copy and paste it if you just highlight. I know it's a lot of gibberish.
Okay.
Yep. So if you want to highlight it and then put it into a new tab and then see if that works.
Highlight it. Okay. It's highlighted, and then what do we do?
And then paste it into your web browser.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I've got it highlighted. I think it actually went right to my web browser when I just highlighted it. Does that sound normal?
Yeah, and did it bring
up
a page?
That's right. I just put enter. Let's see if it works. I'm not a computer genius, let me tell you. Okay, so I've got it highlighted. So then, okay, so it won't, the copy is, okay, so you want me to copy? Is that what I do?
Correct. You copy that large link. And then when you
right.
go to your web browser, you right-click and and paste it into the web browser.
Okay. There we go. Now it's in there, and now I can just enter. There we go.
It says enter a new password?
It says it did. Nope. It says online deck did not match. Let me try it again. It says it did not match anything.
Are we good to pay for it? Are we good to pay for a? Are we good to pay for a? For a universal?
Oh. All right.
I just want to make sure because you saw the amount and stuff and. Okay. It's like 12,400.
Well, we haven't. They still haven't set up JDS.
And I click on
yeah. They can't.
Oh, and he doesn't want
to. He's on business right now. He said.
Looks like it.
Did it look looks like it work or?
No, it didn't go. It says it did not match. Your search did not match, and I'm using Google. Is that okay?
It wouldn't be in Google. It would just be in the actual address. You just you paste it into the actual.
Oh, the up top one.
Yeah, just like
okay,
the.
Okay, I'll
yep.
try that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're dealing with a not.
That's not a problem.
Google for everything.
As we all do. No problem.
Okay, that's what happened, and I didn't. Highlighted. Okay, that's what happened. Okay. Here. All right. Now I hit that little magnifying glass. We're good to go. Hmm. Okay. The only thing that came up was the search came up OnDeck.com, OnDeck Business Forum. I could click on that and see if
so
I can get in.
It would be a little different. So
it is different.
So, you know, it sounds like just because I was just going to try to give this a try. The first time you tried to click that link, it said invalid token. So I think it may have to do with the mismatch of the tax IDs. So what I'll do just to make it easier, because I know this is just giving an attempt. What I can do is I can send you the manual contracts directly, and I'll CC Soraya on that. And all you need to do is sign two pages. It would be just enter your bank information. We have the Nevada bank account. We actually have your voided check from the prior loan we did a couple years ago. So all we would need, so we have that already. So all we would need is just the driver's license. If you want to take a picture of your driver's license and send that over along with the contract two pages, we can get it all set for you from there. So I'll send it out to you in a couple minutes.
And I don't have a scanner, so I'll have to be faxing it. So if you can include a direct fax line, that would be better.
Sure. Soraya can also, you can fax it over to her, and then mm-hmm. they can do it internally.
Okay.
Just because for us, our fax, our e-fax is flooded with hundreds upon hundreds of items a day. So Soraya can help you with that. You can also even take a picture of the contracts on the phone. So like if you take a so that's an angle somebody, a lot of people use, is that they'll print out the docs, just sign where it needs to be.
I can take a picture of it and send it to my email and
exactly,
email.
Exactly.
I will do that. That's better than faxing. Okay, mm-hmm. So if you'll just get an email address will be on there?
Yep, docrob58 at Hotmail. So I'll send you that within a couple of minutes, and then Soraya can help you out from there.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Not a problem. Appreciate your help,
bye-bye.
And look forward to working with you. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, Soraya. So what I'll do is I'll send her out the docs now.
Okay.
And then
Send them to me just so maybe I can tell her about, because I didn't, like I said, I haven't told her about the fee on the docs yet, and the OFI. So I just want to,
okay,
I don't know
so
if that'll
you
be
are,
an issue.
Yeah, I mean, it's so the reason why with our new kind of process, it's either that, either you have to initial each page or we have to send it. If you want to, maybe if you wanted to even just call, like, I can email it right now, or
okay.
And then you can just give her a call and just say, hey, you know, or actually if you wanted to call her now, just say, hey, and maybe explain, and I'll just have the doc sent, you know, to both to all of us. That
perfect,
way we can you can nip it right in the bud. And like I said, if she needs me to confirm, that's fine. I can send an email saying, hey, we're going to be reimbursing you, you know, no worries, blah, 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 blah.
Gotcha. And it's just more or less like, hey, this has to be on the docs because of the state, but we're going to reimburse it after it funds. That's kind of what I was going to say. Okay,
yep.
Cool.
In cases like this, you just want to let them know, say, hey, you know, if you see on the docs like Nevada, California, and some higher regulated states, they fund through Celtic Bank. So that's a federal bank. The origination fee is their fee for initiating the loan. But OnDeck will reimburse you out of their own pocket since that's Celtic Bank's fee. They'll reimburse you out of their own pocket, you know, for the amount of the OFI to make a net wave.
Okay, mm-hmm. Awesome. All right, I'll give her a call back right now, and then, if you want to go ahead and send that to her and I, that'd be awesome.
Cool. I will send it to you shortly in about 30 seconds. No worries.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.